Yippity skippity.
All right. Welcome back to D&D, everybody.
Yay.
In Grand Hello. Canada land.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Canada.
Right.
Why did you say it like that? You said it so weird.
Canada. Makes perfect sense.
Yes. All right. So, right. Thank you. Glad I make notes to remind myself of these things. So, between last session and this one, I asked each of you to come up with a fairy tale or fable style children's story that your character would have enjoyed as a child. So, for the sake of ease, Caitlin, you're eating. Chris, we'll start with you. What was your fairy tale or fable?
I didn't realize we'd be revealing them. I thought it would be like our childhood memories where they might come up. My fairy tale fable, which is not the group I shared it with, is the tale of Navara, who was wandering in the woods one winter and inadvertently trespassed into the lands of Zamar, the Lord of Winter. Zamar was set to kill Navara for the offense, but Navara convinced him to let her tell him a story first. He agreed, and she spun such a wondrous story of spring that his resolve melted, winter ended, and he let her go.
I'm a failure, y'all. I did not reskin mine as requested. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm a failure.
You're not a failure.
I feel really bad. You, like, went extra, and I just forgot the assignment.
So I guess, Caitlin, you would be next.
No, I'm wrong. I'm just going to briefly synopsis it.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
I chose Alibaba and the 40 Thieves because it's not really about Alibaba or the thieves. It's about the slave girl who keeps tricking them and messing up their plans. Because I didn't realize that. But yeah, they open sesame and then the slave girl is the one who continually, she sees them doing this, so she stops them over and over and over again. And then when Sarova was a little kid, she just insisted that it not be made, like, stop talking as soon as, he lets her marry his son as a reward for being so clever. She told her caregivers, no, stop, I don't want to hear that part. Right. Just the parts about how she's really clever and a badass.
I can't
you know, it's funny though, yours is Arabian Nights, mine was based off Scheherazade.
And that leaves Edrin's story.
Apparently, I misunderstood the assignment because I came up with basically it was like a magically enchanted picture book.
Oh,
called One of These Things Just Doesn't Belong.
That's great.
And
that's
every page it centers on some scene of someone who just stands out physically, like a Goliath in like a classroom with all these intelligent like elves and humans and etc. Or you have like this little Luxodon. Person like the marketplace, standing amongst all these like dwarves and halflings and gnomes, like they obviously stand out as you know that doesn't fit the picture. But then when you get to the last page, it tells you, did you find what didn't belong? And if you say yes, it tells you to go back and look again. You go back to the first one, and that picture of like the Luxodon in the square, the entire picture goes black and white except for one part off on the side. I see somebody getting like their pocket being picked, so like a crime is happening. That doesn't belong. Don't worry about the person. Or the people in the classroom, the bullies are stealing from their pouch or their backpack. And at the end, it tells you it's not people that don't belong; it's actions that don't belong. Teaches them to think outside the box.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It ain't no fable.
So I loved yours too. I don't know why you were so bashful about it. It was great.
Because I didn't reskin it to match this world.
Didn't need to.
So, I guess you didn't bring your coins, Chris, but everyone can start with inspiration for doing your doing your bonus offerings. Those are really wonderful. Hey, another thing I want to really quickly clear up, and this is something I should have cleared up like a session or two ago. I apologize. Are you good over there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Almost dropped a drink, but the lid was on.
Yeah. Good.
Listening back to our previous sessions, I realized there's been a lot of confusion about castles and palaces. And those are different things.
Oh, okay. What's the difference?
I'd say today years old when I found out.
Yeah.
So castles are primarily meant to be like defensive fortifications.
Okay, yeah, no.
Whereas palaces are just big opulent buildings meant to show off how wealthy and powerful the person who lives there is.
Uh-huh.
So you've been told that Indolin, one of the hags, lives in a castle.
Oh.
And then there's also the palace that Zabilna lived in.
Mm.
Okay.
Those are separate buildings.
So, all palaces are castles, but not all castles are palaces?
Potentially. Depends if the palace has, like, defensive fortifications or not.
Gotcha. Okay.
But one's ugly and one's not, essentially.
Yeah, generally.
One's built more logically for defensive war and all.
Has, like, a
safeguard against their wealth.
And see, of course, what throws it off is, like, I visited Castle Neuschwanstein when I was in Europe, which is a castle, they say, but it's not defensive. It's built in the Alps, but it was made to look pretty, so technically a palace. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure any castle in the Alps is hard to get to with an army.
Yeah, it's hard to get to with a road.
So,
well, and it makes sense in Everdell then too, if you think about it that way.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even think about the fact that Everdell has a separate castle.
So, I'm going to give you guys this map.
Ooh.
This is based on what you were able to observe when you came into Prismere.
Okay.
You guys would have appeared here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And from your vantage point, as you came in on this causeway, 100 feet in the air, you could see there was this tower that was sort of leaning over, and it kind of looked like there were vines wrapping around it. Further than that, there is this singular mountain that stood out in the middle of the landscape. Up here to the north, there is the giant stump of what looks to have been a giant tree that has been felled.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all these passageways, like wooden walkways that have been built out of it.
Oh, okay.
Over here, there's a lake.
Mm-hmm.
And then up here is the palace.
Okay.
And then these are areas where the land has been split, where Prismere has been divided. So those are just gaps.
Okay.
And you said that's the palace, the Builder's Palace.
The center of Prismere, yes.
Okay.
And this is where we were?
That's where you guys ended the session, in those ruins.
Okay.
Because we were heading towards the kind of tilted tower.
Yeah. We go to the closest landmark we could see.
Right.
And the X's, those are like the break in the landscape between the areas to the east and the west?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
And this right here, this barrier, this, what is that?
That's an elevation.
Oh, so that's just elevation.
The palace is raised up versus the rest of the landscape.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, a couple other reminders, because we do play so infrequently. Just want to make sure you guys remember these things. The dreaming sensor you used was your way into the Feywild. You currently don't have a way out.
Correct.
Right.
And for every hour that passes in the Feywild, you have no idea how much time is passing on the material.
Either more or less.
I very much did forget that. Yeah. Okay.
Also keep in mind, even though we've been playing this game for 6 months, the three of you have known each other for a little over 2 days.
Yep.
That was really janky.
So, now that you are all kind of stuck together, I just want to encourage you, as characters, to get to know each other more through the role play. I know all your backstories, obviously. So, while secrets can definitely be fun, it's also fun to develop connections between your characters. So, that's just something to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, preamble out of the way, let's do a quick recap of where we've been so far and what's happening. So, you are on a quest to figure out what has happened to Zabilna, the archfey who rules over the plain of Prismere within the Feywild. To do this, you visited the Witchlight Carnival, gained some information about what's been happening in Prismere. Apparently that there's been some kind of shift in power, that these three hags, the Hourglass Coven, have taken control of the realm, and Zabilna is nowhere to be seen. You've also had a run-in with the Greeblies, we've decided to call them, who are apparently agents of the coven that work within the carnival, one of which stole Sarova's ability to see the color purple.
Very rude.
And we also found out that Sarova's childhood bestie and fellow carnival runaway Quan had been lured to Prismere some weeks earlier under the pretense that Sarova had been captured by the Hourglass Hags.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You made an agreement with Kettlesteam, a Kinku mage, that you would try to locate their enchanted quill, which had been taken by Endolin. And after a brief bit of confusion, finding yourselves in the world of Greyhawk, you made your way...
Fucking Greyhawk!
Greyhawk! You made your way through a shared waking dream... where you explore dreams shaped by memories of your pasts. You followed the instruction given to you by Mr. Light to look for the palace, as it would lead you to Prismere, and along the way you found yourselves hunted by encroaching shadows that lashed out at you hungrily. But you were aided by a mysterious woman in a shimmering blue robe, who, when asked, gave you the name Eliza, and was vaguely familiar to all of you in a way you couldn't really pin down. Eliza told you that the shadow hunting you was death, as death and dreams have close proximity to one another, and it's dangerous for living mortals to walk where you were. Sarova, rather cleverly, chose to invoke reciprocity, giving Eliza her glaive and receiving a fireplace poker in return.
We'll see what that ends up being.
And then you entered a crayon drawing and found yourselves stepping out onto the broken causeway, 100 feet over a marshy expanse, now in the broken realm of Prismere. Climbing down, you set your course for the nearest landmark, a tower that leaned at an angle and looked to be wrapped with thorny bramble vines. You were passing through the remains of what seemed to be an abandoned and crumbling village that was sinking into the marshy land when you heard a young girl crying for help. Sarova rushed to aid the girl, who was being menaced by four odd-looking wolves. You battled the wolves, and as each was felled, a comical blood spray doused the little girl until you realized something was amiss. The girl...
I think we realized something was amiss right away, but we... Hypothesis needs, you know, evidence.
The girl, who told you her name was Windemeyer Ficklethorpe Blightstraw, claimed to be a native of hither, and agreed to tell you more if you played a game against her and won. The game turned out to be a battle against a gargantuan four-armed earth elemental.
And I won, thank you.
In the battle, Edrim decided to try a cunning gambit, we'll call it.
That's generous, dude.
Is that what we'll call it? That's what we're calling it. I don't think we're calling it that.
We're calling it.
Disagree.
Attacking Windemeyer, believing her to be the one controlling the elemental.
She said she was.
Well, she said she wasn't, and
but we could tell she was lying.
You rolled an insight that... You believed she was lying. Windemeyer vanished before the strike landed, and the elemental reverted to a seemingly inert boulder.
She retreated. That means she forfeits. That means we won.
No.
Looking around in the aftermath, Sarova noticed a small group of Herringon wearing light blue, light leathers and bright blue scarves. Upon noticing that Sarova saw them, they fled into the misty marshland, and the three of you decided to take refuge in one of the decrepit buildings and rest. And that is where we are going to pick up.
Nice. And we're 20 minutes in this realm, right?
More
like,
or less.
If that.
Yeah.
God, we burned through so much shit. Yeah. Like, aren't you, like, out of spells?
Oh, no.
Yep.
I used
one spell left, and I don't have my Eldritch Cantrip.
I used a fair number of my Bardic Inspirations. Okay. I still have a decent number of spells left.
Okay.
So, just for clarity, each of these hexes is a mile.
Okay.
And... Oh, so we're a lot closer then. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We're 8 miles from the palace.
Yeah.
Seems like really far.
And the objects are obviously not drawn to scale. Those are just landmarks for you guys.
What? It's not
a mile-long tower?
A 2 mile tower. Yeah.
So, it's the Feywild. It could be.
Okay. As the three of you are taking a respite after your foray against the Earth Elemental, you each have a moment to collect your thoughts. It's quiet in the partially collapsed cottage you pulled up in, aside from Finn's gentle strumming as he plays a song of rest.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Just the tune carrying a subtle enchantment that eases your pains and calms your nerves. In this moment, each of you finds yourself plagued by certain questions that have carried you headlong into this strange adventure. Is Quan safe?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they? Why would they think you were being held prisoner here? Yeah. And what does it mean that the shadowy figure at the carnival wore their face?
Yeah.
Where is Milliken? Mm-hmm. Can you trust that she's being kept safe by her captors? And what are the larger implications of this legacy you've had dropped in your lap by Lillian and your fathers? Is safeguarding the heart of Tiamat your responsibility now, Finn? Or are you just playing errand boy for them?
Well, I push that thought aside. I'm no errand boy. I'm risking Zabilna. I am fixing the mess that my parents made.
Find that cognitive dissonance.
Myself, in my head.
Edrim, what could this Zabilna know about the Savant's Almanac? Can you really trust that she'll help you with your quest if you aid her first? And what's in this confounded puzzle box?
Are you going to break it?
You haven't rolled yet to see if you make any progress on it.
Good luck.
5.
Oh, rough.
It's an intelligence check, so add your intelligence modifier.
9.
You have inspirations.
You know what?
It's true.
Yeah. Well, it lasted all of 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's 1 point worse.
Oh, no. Well, you take
that's
the
high. That's a failure.
But, yeah, that's rough.
It's still at 0 out of 5 successes.
Yeah.
You can't get less than 0. It's true. I guess there is that.
Yeah, but if I get another nat fail, I'm going to break it.
I mean, that's guess a choice you can make.
Yeah, it's true. Edrim, you also notice over the course of this rest, a dark spot has started to form on your left hand. It's about the size of a quarter, and you can see the veins around it have blackened, kind of like a necrosis. Not so big that the others would notice it unless you wanted to show them.
So something I wanted to bring up in this rest is I'm sitting there, kind of, you know, just strumming along like Ringo Starr, you know, just...
Mm-hmm.
Before you start, would juggling break my short rest?
No.
I start juggling.
It's a light activity, sure.
Yeah. Short swords. I'm a circus kid.
Huh. Nobody knows what happened to the longsword juggler. They found him alone, arms bloody by his side. Hey, so Edrim, I've only known you for 2 days. Feels much longer, you know. That was quite the gambit.
Which one?
Attacking, I had their name, Ficklethorpe, Windermere, yeah. Attacking Windermere like that, maybe your strict interpretation of that would, suffice, but it also maybe has put us in, well, as we say in the adventuring biz, the shit.
Eloquent.
Yes. I am a trained bard, after all.
Do you think you could have taken that stone elemental yourself? Because it was going to get to that point if that fight went much longer.
We also could have just said, never mind, we lose. We could have taken the L instead of pissing off who might be the daughter of the person we're trying to get to.
But, I don't know, maybe...
It could have been a W, right?
No!
It could have been.
I really don't think it could have, man. Literally. She was a child. You were just ready to murder a child? That's the other optic on this. It's kind of what I'm saying.
I mean, was the challenge a bit greater than she let on?
Yes.
But...
Logically, if we can lose by yielding, then so could they.
Why?
And they yielded by yielding.
Attacking them wasn't part of the game.
It wasn't part of the game at all.
It wasn't not part of the game.
And that's why I say it's a gambit. So maybe, I don't know... If we're going to be like an adventuring party that saves the world, which obviously is our destiny.
Oh, boy.
Clearly.
We could be a little more, you know, open some dialogue with each other. Be a little more...
I gotta say...
Should we have asked the Stone Elemental to stop attacking so we could have a conversation? A tete-a-tete, if you will?
You could have gotten our attention and, you know, There's hand gestures. Hand gestures for every situation.
Listen, what I want here is your concession that maybe what you did wasn't the best idea whenever taking that idea and doing it without anyone else's input. Because we've got the rule of hospitality, we've got the rule of ownership, and we've got the rule of reciprocity. What you did goes in the face of all of those on, like, just to the left side of it. You know, it's like, maybe not exactly against the rules, but...
I mean, that said, as a from one gambler to another, I mean, it was definitely a play, so game recognized game there, but, yeah, we're all on the hook together here, so let's, yeah. I've definitely made dumber gambles in my life. I'm not trying to chastise or anything. I'm just saying...
Oh, I am. I'm sorry. I didn't make it through. I am. Yeah.
You've made that very clear.
But, yeah, let's...
I'm a little out of my depth here. 3 days ago, I was looking for a book and didn't know either of you.
Yeah.
Now I'm in the Fey realm.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Life comes fast as an adventure, that's for sure. That's for sure. But this is how the great story started, Trim. So wait, you're looking for a book. What book are you looking for?
Don't worry about it.
Maybe you tell me. Maybe I could keep my eyes out for it.
This book isn't even considered to be real. People have considered it to be a myth or a legend.
Oh, so you're chasing after fairy tales. You're in the
Fey realm. Yeah, that's where... Look, I have a hunch that we're going to find that book. It's going to be great. And if not, then it'll be like a parable. Like a crusade. the real reward wasn't the book, but the friends you made along the way, right? Let's,
really hoping it's the book.
Yeah.
So you're both gamblers, and you love stories.
Yeah, I pretty much live by them.
And I'm the one who was raised in the circus.
Yeah, we make a fitting trio, I think.
No! I don't know!
We might, so
that's
yet to be seen.
Says the person juggling swords right now.
Talking.
This is real! This is real! It's not a story, it's not a fairy tale, it's not chasing after something invisible.
I mean, what we're doing is real.
Yeah, but you're... the story thing?
Framing it as we go.
Yeah, no, I know. It's just weirding me out a little. I guess.
What if I play my lute like this?
Is that supposed to make a difference? This is Caitlin.
I dig through my bag looking
for anything. Is there a bit here that's different that I'm not picking up?
That's a song of rest. It does make you feel better.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did I even take any damage? I had to have, right?
You did, yes.
Okay, I did. I see my use hit dice there. It's like, how do I have all my hit points? How is that possible? I took a fuck ton of damage, didn't I? You two were off and being elsewhere.
I was just being distant.
Yeah.
That's my tactic. I like to say you can't hit me if you can't reach me, and I'm going to use these wings that I was happened to be graced with, and I'm going to try to stay far away from those things.
I mean, you were using everything you could to help me out, if I remember correctly, right? You were, like, doing debuffs and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's what I can ask for.
I may not be able to, like... you know, see magic or, like, shoot fire from my sword, whatever it is you do. Didn't you have, like, something where, like, one of your wild magic things where you were...
Oh, yeah, where I threw the sword and it came back.
Yeah.
It gained the light finesse property and returned.
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I would love for that to happen again.
I'm a talker, but that can be to our advantage.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It just... Oh, this is a lot.
Yeah. I mean, we're only fourth level. Whatever that means.
Are you breaking the fourth wall right now? Is that what that was?
I break one wall per level. We're on the fourth wall.
Oh, Jesus. What happens when we get to 15? 15 walls?
The 15th
You're
wall.
You're just the Kool-Aid man?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just nibbling on
my
rations going...
Well, that voice is actually perfect.
I've known these people for 2 days.
That's a good reminder.
What is going on with my life?
Anyway, I know we're all here for our own reasons, but... I don't know. It is... I think only going to get more treacherous from here, so...
I hope I'm not out of my depth.
No, we all are... Let's make this clear. We are all way out of our depths.
Yeah, pretty far. Yeah, there's no really doubts about that at all.
I mean, I've heard a lot of stories growing up from my parents. We used to do this shit all the time. And managed to survive, which I think speaks pretty highly of my parents.
But
I come from merchants.
I don't know where I come from.
The circus. The circus.
Yeah, but before that, I ran away from somewhere.
Maybe it was just a smaller, less exciting circus.
No, it was definitely somewhere.
Well, to be honest, though, I'm impressed. Wanted to run away a lot as a kid.
Yeah. It's just weird. I don't actually remember. I remember why I left, but I don't remember much else. It's really weird. That place with the cats was really interesting, wasn't it? With the Leonin?
Yeah, that was in the dream. That was a dream, right? Was it your dream?
Definitely not mine.
That wasn't mine.
I don't know. I take a step away and just keep juggling and, like, make a pass at the area, basically.
I'm just picturing something, like, deep in thought but juggling without even paying 100%. Attention.
100%. That's exactly what's happening.
Phineas kind of reflects on... bringing up the dream has reminded him of his dream, and he just kind of stares off into the mid-distance a bit while he's still...
Yeah, we're all just kind of, like, staring into the mid-distance.
Also, he's still thinking about that elevator ride he took yesterday.
Elevator?
I forget what it was called. The Tunnel of Terrors.
Oh, yeah.
Your existential dread ride.
The existential dread ride.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. Well, Edrim's just trunk deep in have, like, his book and his notes and all the stuff, just trying to ground himself as to what he's doing and why he's here. Takes a moment to notice the spot on his hand, but he'll take nothing out of it for now.
Nah, I'd be too focused on the mid-distance to even notice you pestering with yourself. Mm-mm. All right, so...
Did you do what?
Pestering with yourself.
Oh, okay.
It came out weird.
It did, but it sure did!
But hey, that's the Chris Fairfield tale. So, do we make it through our short rest, DM?
You do.
Excellent day.
Does it hurt in any way at the spot or no?
No.
Just, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, after I kind of, after like, I don't know, I'm still playing my lute, and after I kind of snap out of it a little bit, I'm going to, you know, do I have to play the Song of Rest the whole hour? I don't know how the rules of that work.
It's ambiguous. So,
So after I play my song, I see that...
It plays itself after the first 5 minutes and does that for 55.
It just keeps doing it.
I'm gonna pick up one of my 20 different Greyhawk socks, and I'm going to start kind of...
Oh,
just
I
kind
thought
of,
you said Greyhawk socks. I'm like, why did you get footwear?
Why not? And I'm not going to play it, but I'm going to like kind of sit there practicing the fingering for the for one of the songs, just trying to kind of get used to the rhythm of it. I imagine it's fairly different in style from what I'm used to, so I'm intrigued by the challenge.
Can I, like, we're in like a corner area, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Can I just, like, hop up, like, on a ledge and just keep a higher eye out on things while we're resting?
Yeah, make a perception check.
After that short little chat. Nope. Just leave that there. That's, like, a two.
Cool.
Perception? I don't even know what it is on this one. Oh, so a five.
Five. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Whee!
The mists have grown kind of thick around the area where you are, and you have difficulty seeing through them. Mm-hmm. Every now and then you'll hear... sounds like maybe the flapping of a bird's wings and the call of some animal in the distance, but nothing else.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I'll just stay up there, even though my perception wasn't high. I'll just like high places.
I'll go afraid in high places.
Alright. As the hour concludes and you've finished your long rest.
Long rest?
Short rest?
Oh, man.
I'm so excited for a second there.
Ooh.
All my stuff.
After an hour, I'm like, do we just want to go for another set?
I really want to sleep in this place.
Well, and that's the thing. I think we have taken a long rest for sure within the last 24 hours.
Yes.
So. Yeah. We can't take multiples. Is the sky changing at all? Or does it look like the sky is going to be perpetual?
Thank you for reminding me, because I did not actually describe that when you guys came in. The sky here, being part of the Feywild, is constantly in a sort of state of duskiness. I've actually got it marked here on the map. This area, this direction is dawnward, so sort of towards the rising or setting sun, it's hard to say. And then this direction would be duskward, which is where you can see kind of the night sky and this faint light of stars beginning to come through as the on the dark side of the horizon.
Okay.
But yeah, it just maintains that constant sort of gloom. And doesn't seem to really shift much.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do we just continue on to that leaning tower thing?
Yeah. I'm going to fly up again, if that's all right. And then just take a kind of a... See what I can see above, like, the... Just from a little bit of a higher angle towards the leaning tower.
Sure. Make a perception check.
All right. All right, Dice. Which of you is going to behave?
Not be a little bitch.
Let's go with tiny dice for a tiny bird.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
there you go.
16 plus my perception is 17.
Okay. You fly up and you get a bit above the mist cover, which is sort of low-lying on the marshy ground. And you can see the spired top of this leaning tower. And it looks like... there's something sort of caught on the top of the tower, and you realize that it looks like a hot air balloon that sort of struck the top of the tower and got stuck there.
Oh.
Cool.
But the bramble is taking it over and toppling the tower?
There are brambles that seem to be reaching up and, like, wrapped around the neck of the tower and pulling it sideways.
So I'm going to fly back down and be like, so there appears to be some sort of flying balloon captured, entangled at the top of that tower up ahead.
That sounds interesting.
Could be a potential way out or a way to navigate this place.
Or even just a method of movement that'd be quicker and potentially safer than wandering lost on the ground.
Yeah, it's only about a mile away. We should...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's, of course, assuming the balloon can support us larger folk.
Hmm. Who knows? I mean, it's probably too
worst case scenario, get out and push, right?
Ah.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, let's take off. Boy, howdy.
Okay. Do you want to lead the way?
Sure.
I think you're the one with survival here, right?
I do have survival, yeah.
I
forgot.
My wisdom is zero.
Yeah, mine's not super great, but yeah, I can do it, no problem.
I don't have firm proficiency, but I could do survival, too.
Okay, so who wants to roll to lead the way?
I will attempt it.
Okay.
Nope. This die is not treating me well. So that's a 12.
12, okay. You start making your way...
Sorry, I'm just trying to shake it out.
Okay. You start making your way towards the tower. It takes you a bit longer than you would expect to cover the distance. The marshy, sort of like bog texture of the ground is very thick and sticky. In some places, you're sinking down into the mud up to your knees. And definitely inhibits... the speed of your travel.
I'll stay with them, but my movement isn't being inhibited by the marshy ground.
That's true. You're flying overhead.
Just a few feet off
grass.
The ground.
So it's basically difficult terrain the
it
whole
is,
way there.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's going to take you. It's going to take you longer than normally would to move the mile. So it's going to take you closer to an hour. But you do eventually find yourselves coming to a very thick tangle of brambles that seem to be surrounding the base of this tower.
If we're at the... Are we at the lee side of it where we're like it's like this and we're underneath it?
Mm-hmm.
Can we look up those... Is there people in the balloon? Anybody shouting or anything?
Make your perception check for me.
I'm just going to stick with this die. Natural 20.
Fantastic.
Your patience has been rewarded.
Yeah!
As you look up, there's just a glint of sunlight from the sun on the horizon that strikes something metallic, and you see what looks to be like a silver birdcage dangling off the side of the tower, and something colorful moves around within it, and you hear a voice shout down to you in sort of a shouted whisper, "You there! I need your help."
Yeah.
Quiet now. I'm in a bit of a bind, as you can observe. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Sir Talavar of the Summer Court. I would ask that you free me.
Okay. What's in it for me?
Once I return to my court and inform my queen of what's become of Prismia, I have no doubt that she will send some sort of aid to help Zavilna reclaim her realm.
Insight.
Go ahead.
I'm also rolling this insight.
Can we hear it? Because she got the natural 20.
Yeah, I'd say you can probably all hear this. You don't necessarily see where this voice is coming from, though. Okay. Are you friends with Zavilna?
He just got a nat 20.
Nat 1.
I got a 24.
You still,
23.
Yeah, you beat me. 23.
He seems to be genuine in what he's saying.
Okay.
Are you friends of Zavilna, I hope?
Well, we want to be. We're trying to find her, actually.
I may be able to aid you with that if you can free me from this predicament.
All right, so it's at an angle, so do I get the idea? Because I don't have climbing claws like Tabaxi do.
One sec. I'm going to fly up and see what the sitch is.
I was going to start climbing, but I don't think I have that.
Okay, so to get to the top, it's 50 feet up.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh no, it takes me 6 seconds.
Do you have a 50-foot flying speed?
Well, no, just move twice.
Oh, I see.
Right, you come up to the crenellated roof, and you see that hanging off of the side of it, there is indeed a silver, like, birdcage, inside of which is a small, purple, almost draconic-looking creature, with a sort of medallion around his neck, what looks to be a sword attached to a belt at his hip, gauntlets on his hands, and a very sort of pristine handlebar mustache and a tiny goatee.
Is it Eddie Murphy in Mulan?
No, it actually looks surprisingly like that. Yeah. But this is a fairy dragon.
Okay.
And then crashed sort of near him, you can see crashed into the side of the tower, is the remnants of what looks to have been like a hot air balloon.
Okay.
So, oh, hello. Marvelous.
Yes, hello. Hello. So is the cage in a locked cage?
It is currently locked, yes.
And what is attaching the cage? Is it like...
It is hanging on a hook.
So the cage is just on a hook?
Mm-hmm.
Is he... Like, how large... So how big is he? Is he...
He's tiny.
Tiny? Mm-hmm. Does he have wings? He's a dragon? So he can fly? Okay. Let me just check something. With my amazing, buff-ass 8 strength. Okay. Am I able to dislodge the cage from the hook?
I'm going to say make a dexterity check.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Dexterity
that's
check or
bad.
Save?
Check.
Okay. That is a 13.
13, okay. You do manage to dislodge the cage without dropping it, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
You remove it from the hook, and Sir Talavar is inside. He's like, carefully, carefully now, please don't drop me. It's a long way down.
I will do my very best.
and be quiet, quiet, please. I will do my very best. There are large serpents at the base of the tower.
We missed that. Thanks for the reminder. And I'm going to... my hands are full of the cage. I was going to make hand gestures like we just talked about, but I can't.
Can you hold it with one?
Probably not.
Do you have wings and then arms?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to take the cage. I'm going to quietly glide down to the companions.
Okay.
Can I try to do it stealthily?
Yeah, makes sense.
Now that you know. Meanwhile, two big folk. Oh, no.
So how do you fly noisily?
Oh, no. Well, we're about to find out.
Why did I even ask for it?
We're about to find out. You're an owl.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You're supposed to be good at this.
You're literally, like, how do you make noise? You're an owl.
Apparently, somehow I find a way. No.
To be fair with his
No.
You do have
struggling with that cage.
It is more interesting if I've got a one, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm going to save my inspiration for when it matters.
Yeah, I wasted mine, so.
Yeah. I don't think it's a waste. Get a cool-ass puzzle box. I'd use it then, too.
As you're flying down, You notice almost too late as one of the bramble vines that's wrapped around the tower unwinds itself and lashes out to grab you.
Ooh.
You manage to move out of the way, but it makes just enough noise that the two of you down at the base start hearing a slithering sound.
We gotta go.
Where?
Run.
Where?
Run!
Pick a direction.
I do. I pick a direction and I head us kind of back towards where we were coming from to run away from it.
Okay. At this point, I'm going to say, let's roll initiative.
Yeah, that's what I wanted anyway. Oh, what? That's the second one on that die!
Nice. It's a good die.
I like it.
I know you just betrayed me, but...
Give it a second chance. Oh!
It's another one.
Two! Wow. Throw it in the trash. It's a fine thing to roll a nat one on, kind of.
Yep.
It's
so, better than some of the alternatives.
Let me just double check here. Does my rage refresh on a short rest?
I don't know.
Nope. Bitch is out. I have one rage left. This is the last fight we can get in today, guys. This is the absolute last fight we can get in today.
Only if you use the rage.
Why would I not rage?
Good point.
Why would I not rage?
Because you don't have any left.
I mean, if I... Yeah, do you want me to just not do anything?
Depends on how bad things get.
Alright, so what was your initiative for Sarova?
Nat 20 for a 23.
And Edrum?
6.
Okay. And Phineas?
4.
Marvelous.
Also, I think it's a natural one. Like, the brambles lash out at me, and it catches me off guard, and I kind of forget that I'm supposed to be quiet. I'm just like, oh, fuck!
And the fairy dragon's like, shut up! Shut up!
Excuse me, but shut the hell up.
Mm-hmm. So if you can put that somewhere out of the way, Senko?
I'll just talk about it on my tape sheet when we meet it again.
You need the desk moved back?
Nope.
Okay.
We're good. We Gucci. As the kids say.
Gucci.
Yes, they do. We don't.
Since we're setting things up, can I have the Twizzlers? Yeah. Oh, God. That needs...
That was close.
Yep.
I'm going to slide it across the table. So that was not going to work. When you're done with them, throw them in the kitchen. Just get them off the table.
Oh, that do taste so close.
You mean delicious.
So
it's an acquired taste.
So if we have like the...
I haven't had one in years.
The base of the tower would be over here.
Okay.
Then there's, sort of thick...
Oh no.
This just happened in Seattle today.
It's not doing anything.
Oh wow.
One of our fairies lost power and ran ashore.
Well, that's not good.
I'm sure there was one idiot somewhere going, it's like the Titanic. It's like the Titanic.
We were just on the ferry last weekend.
At least you weren't on it this time.
Passengers would be kept on board until midnight?
Oh, man. That would just ruin your day.
Yeah. These are the thick brambles coming out. You two being probably...
Are they all, like, moving, or are they just there?
Read
and
that
not doing
whole
anything?
Thing. It's bonkers.
What? The brambles? Currently, they're just there.
Okay, so they're not actually doing anything.
And then, slithering out... Oh, goody. Whoops.
Uh-oh. Are these individual snakes?
That's one snake.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
We are in over our heads.
Uh-huh.
We're out of our depth.
I just want to find a mother buck.
Knowledge can be dangerous.
Because knowledge is power.
And there's a second snake.
Dangerous.
Okay.
And then Phineas... You're up here with Sir Talavar up in the air. So. say, because you spent, we'll say, one round going down, so you'd still be 20 feet in the air? Okay. I'm sure I have elevators somewhere, but I'm not going to look for them right now.
That's fine.
We'll just use our imagination.
And his name is Talavar, right?
Talavar. T-A-L-A-V-A-R. Alright, so, Sarova, you act first.
I don't know whether to use my rage or not.
We're literally 2 hours into this whole fucking day. And we've already been attacked twice.
I would say test their strength before we do any raging.
No. But it's only fun when I get to rage.
And you do you.
Alright. Well, I'll run over to this one on the side. I mean, does it seem like they're attacking us?
They look like they have hostile intent.
Okay, I'm gonna fuck them up.
If a snake could look sinister, these look sinister snakes.
I'm not gonna do shit. We don't have second attack yet, right, do we?
No.
Yeah, that was
two more levels.
11 to hit.
Okay, that does miss.
Yeah. Cool.
Alright.
Bummer.
Big Snake is gonna respond. It's not a great roll.
Would you say the snake is a snake?
I mean, if you want to try eating it.
Gross.
Uh, 12 to hit, I think, misses you.
Correct.
But it is going to move forward.
Ruh-roh. It's going to wrap me up. And I do not have advantage on strength saving throws right now.
And sort of start curling around you.
That rage is getting used.
Edromy, we're next.
Well, fantastic. These are fairly large snakes, I'm guessing, since
They're huge.
Wonderful. Edrim's going to back away from the pair of snakes, because he has to just not be in the thick of things. He's going to look at the one, then the one that's surrounding Sarova, then the one. He's going to take a shot at the one that's surrounding Sarova to try to back her up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to just fire off a firebolt. Meow. And Lord, this better be better than the rest of my rolls. 18.
Nice. Oh, yeah, that hits.
Perfect.
Nice.
Do some fire damage. Let's use the right die for that one. One fire damage. Thanks, Dice.
Okay.
Oof, how?
It was a one.
Don't you add anything?
Nope.
Oh, right. I forgot how spells work. Fuck. Oh, and it doesn't have multiple dies yet. That's why.
No, it doesn't.
Angry Snick.
Angry Snick! That's adorable.
That's really cute.
Second angry snack. Alright, so 1 point of fire damage to the one that's surrounding Sarova?
Yes.
Cool. Alright, this one is going to come slithering towards you. Slither, 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 slither.
Fantastic.
Slither, slither.
Pretty good movement they've got, huh?
30 feet?
Yep.
30 feet? That's not bad. I thought it might be more than that.
And it's going to try and bite you. Whoops! Ooh. Oh, that's a natural 20.
Oh, no!
That's going to hit, and I'm going to feel it.
So, buddy.
Is he supposed to be on the counter?
No.
Hey, get down.
22 points of piercing damage.
Jesus!
Oh, no, sorry, 20 points of piercing damage.
Well, that makes it better.
Get down.
Well, there goes.
Get down.
Down.
Get down.
A large
so
chunk
much
of my
attitude.
HP.
Hey, yes, Sarova.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Huh? I know, right? Yeah, I should have raged to start with.
I mean, feeling him out. They just did 20 points to him.
Yep.
Fair, they
on a
crit.
Crit
so.
On a crit, yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's half my health.
Yeah.
But we come to Phineas. It's your turn.
Can you ask the guy if he's an ally, if he can do some damage?
I'm going to land over here.
Mm-hmm.
How... The cage, like the lock on the cage, does it look ornate? Does it look...
It looks to be a fairly ornate silver lock, yes.
Worst comes to worst, I could probably just rip it open.
I say, Talavar, I don't know if there's anything you can do to help in this fight. If there is, please do so. If not, now that you're on the ground, maybe try attacking that lock. And I am going to turn around and look at the snake on Sarova. And I say, hey, where'd your legs go, you fucking lizard?
Sorry.
It needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom save. Nope.
All right, so it takes 3 points of psychic damage.
Nice.
And has disadvantage on its next attack.
3 points of psychic damage. Okay. And disadvantage on its next attack. Perfect.
Does it look effectively mocked?
You want to roll an insight check against the snake?
Absolutely.
Really?
Seems indifferent. Sir Talavar, as you set him down, says, I would love to. Unfortunately, this is a magical lock. I cannot open it without the key. And this cage, I cannot cast any spells while inside it. So if you want to bring them within stabbing distance, he withdraws his sword and like reaches his arm out as far as he can through the cage doors.
He's caught in a cage.
Marvelous, thank you. And he will stab. Let's see what he has here. That's not what I want. Give me a stat block for him. There we go. Plus one tiny sword. Okay.
Plus one tiny sword.
That's what it's called. okay, so he hits with a 20 total.
I say, nice. Well struck, Sir Tolliver.
My thank you, good sir. And he does 7 damage. Okay. Right. That's the end of his turn, so we go back to Sarova.
Okay. Okay, just reading through my new feet. Okay, got it. I will rage against the machine. And that's a d8.
Mm-hmm.
Use my new one. It's a 4. Oh, guess what? Guess what? Like throne properties, baby. I'm so excited. Yeah, doesn't really matter. I'm wrapped up in this guy, so that's fine. God damn it.
Uh-oh.
The dice giveth and the dice taketh away. I'll use my inspiration for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that probably hits. 19?
That does hit.
Dope. And that's 2d6s. And I'm raging, so 7 plus 6 is 13.
13 damage?
Yes.
Okay. What part of the snake are you hitting?
The head.
The head, okay.
I mean, it's right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to lop the head off. The
entire snake.
And since I hit with slashing damage, its speed is reduced by 10 feet.
Perfect. Oh, I have a bad feeling about this.
Uh-oh.
It's going to split into two snakes.
You strike it in the head with your sword.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do, the sword cleaves through its skull.
Okay.
And it splits off and makes a second head.
Okay. Does it look like it has the same amount of damage threshold?
Same amount of teeth.
Cool.
Okay.
Actually, once per turn when you roll damage, can I re-roll the 2?
Oh, yeah.
Because I had a 2. Okay, so that's one more point of damage.
Cool.
So that's Savage Attacker. And then I use my bonus action. So, yep, that's it.
Okay. Snake is going to make 2 bites, one versus Sarova and one versus Phineas. Against Sarova is a 21 to hit.
Yep, that'll do.
You take 9 points of piercing damage.
So
4.
Okay.
Phineas, 15 to hit.
We'll definitely hit.
Wait, I thought your AC was 13.
Yeah, 15 will hit.
Oh, I thought you said...
8 points
of piercing
damage.
Okie dokie. It's alright. That's only a quarter of my hit points.
I thought you said 12. That's why I was
What? And Edrin, it's your turn.
Oh, Lord.
We're in danger.
Yeah. I'm going to trust you two to hold on the fort and take down that one. I'm going to try to keep this one occupied.
Yeah.
So Edrim is going to be casting a spell on himself. Sanctuary.
Sanctuary.
So I'm going to put Sanctuary on myself. That's a bonus action. And then as my action, I'm taking the dodge action. Mm. I'm just going to stare down the snake and be like, I can take whatever you got.
Okay.
I spit at it.
Alright, it is going to respond. Not with spitting.
So if it's trying to attack me, it has to do wisdom saving throw.
Six probably failed.
That's an absolute fail, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that means because it failed, it has to either choose a new target or just lose the attack or spell.
It loses its attack.
Perfect.
It's going to move up and start surrounding you with its snaky goodness.
You.
Phineas, is your... yeah, your turn. And then we'll have Sir Talibur go after you.
Okay.
Which I'll have Sir Talibur denied. Unless I have a purple. I do have
purple. Purple cat.
I'm going to guess that these creatures are not terribly intelligent.
Fingers crossed.
Well, that means I can't touch, does it?
You what?
Can't make it laugh.
Mmm, I understand.
They're not humanoids.
You're not really built for fighting beasts right now.
Mm-hmm. I am going to how do I want to do this? As a bonus action, I am going to look at the snake and say, just make sure that this works the way I want it to. Okay, I look at the snake and I say, I'm a creature from the sky, and you'll never know anything but the ground. Unsettling words it, it gets a minus a d6 to its next save.
Okay.
And then I am going to cast Dissonant Whispers at second level.
Okay. Let me do one thing real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind. I realized that I was supposed to roll its first attack last round with disadvantage because of your cutting words.
Oh.
So I re-rolled and it still would have hit. So.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, not surprising. Dissonant Whispers. So it needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
That's a natural one.
Nice.
All right. And so, after I say I'm a creature of the air and you'll only ever know the ground worm, I reach up, pull out one of my bagpipes, and just strike a discordant note.
Oh, no.
And it takes...
My ears flatten back. Very upset.
15 points of psychic damage.
Nice.
Must use its reaction to move as far away from me as its speed will let it.
Mm.
And that does provoke.
Oh.
Okay.
You cast Healthy as your bonus action that makes it have a negative on a disadvantage on saving throws?
Yeah.
Did you want to do that after so it doesn't waste it on the one you just did?
Oh, no, I have to do it ahead of time.
It's
a
bard thing. It's specifically a bard thing, yeah.
Okay,
so it has to run away as fast as its speed allows?
Yep. Away from me, yep.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
And that means we both get opportunity attacks on
it? The rest of its snaky goodness follows after. Yeah, it would leave both of your range, so you both get opportunities.
I would assume that I'm holding the cage, so that I probably don't have a weapon. And okay. I make the spells I'm casting are only verbal components, I'm making sure of that.
Sure.
But Tolliver would probably
Sir Tolliver absolutely takes his opportunity attack.
Got another 13, so ooh, 19.
That hits as well. Okay, so you hit and he hits.
Did it provoke mine as it went by or no?
It's not within your range.
Slasher says, or Savage Attacker says once per turn, so that includes everything up until your turn it begins again, right?
No, it's once per player's turn. So you're now acting on Chris's turn, which means you could use it again.
Dope.
Yeah.
I got the same thing again. That's awesome. So, 14.
Okay, 14, and then tolerated another 7. Okay, that's enough to kill this neck.
Nice!
So that one is the dead.
Nice.
As it runs away in a panic, you stick your sword into it, he sticks his tiny sword into it, both of you making gashes, yours obviously much bigger along the side, and it just bleeds out onto the ground.
Nice.
Hey, anything else on your turn, Chris?
I believe I've done everything I can do.
That's great.
And sure. I just like use her own vote. I'm like, sick, yes.
Sir Talibur gives a jolly shout from within his cage. Yes, very good. What more? We'll show these. I was going to say varmints, but that's completely wrong.
Vermin?
We'll show these vermin what for, yes. Okay. And that would bring it back to...
Please forget that I have this feat. I need to make sure I can use it.
So he can't do anything from his cage. At the start of this round, the brambles are going to lash out.
Uh-oh.
Strength saving throws from all three of you, please, as they wrap around you and try to grapple you.
And I have
you.
Advantage on that.
You do. Because you're raging.
By all three, you mean...
You.
Oh, you mean me, okay.
19. Wow, I got an 18.
And what saving throw, sorry?
Strength.
25.
Historically very good at strength.
9.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Actually, not bad. 14.
Okay. You two are successful. As these vines wrap around you, you're able to pull your legs free. You, unfortunately, are grappled as one of these brambles wraps around your leg.
Hooray. Don't worry about, like... never mind. I don't have concentration. Actually...
There's no damage. You're just grappled. You can't move.
Gotcha.
I don't mind.
That's alright. I'm coming for you.
This is your turn, Sarova.
I'm gonna beat feet over to that snake and, I'm going to attack recklessly, because why not?
Sure.
First one is a 17.
Hits.
Not a nat 20. Okay. Oh, wow.
Ooh, nice.
Nice. So, 17. 17 points of damage. That's a huge fucking hit.
Okay.
Dope. Cool.
All right.
Oh, actually. Back me up to where I was. Boop. My weapon has the light and throne properties, it so does. I'm gonna hawk my great sword. It's so delightful. Good, and it's force damage, not slashing anymore. Oh wait, does that change my slasher ability? For just like rolls
does it change the it damage does. Type for the weapon?
It does. The weapon's damage type changes to force.
Okay, is that only if you throw it?
It just.
Until your rage ends, the weapon's damage type changes to force.
So yeah, you wouldn't be able to use slasher on it.
Okay.
So. That's okay.
I think I only did it...
It only gave you +1 damage.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was Great Button Master, so I don't think it's been an issue.
No, I've added 1 point per... Because I used it to re-roll. No, that was Savage Attacker.
Yeah.
I didn't use it at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
yeah, I do that just from distance. Because LOL, why not?
How much damage?
17.
Okay, so you don't run up to it.
Yeah, I just didn't run up to it. That's just the only thing I changed. Perfect. I rolled a 5 and a 6 plus 6.
Okay. Snake number 1 is dead. Edrim, it's your turn.
Cool. Well, I'm grappled, so I can't do much. I'm going to try to break out of the grapple.
An athletics check.
19.
Okay, you successfully free yourself.
Perfect. That was my action, I'm guessing. Yep. There's not much else I can do, but I will continue to try to goad the snake to focus on me.
Okay.
Even though it just got hit by a flying greatsword.
What do you say?
Sword.
You're not done with me. I can take what you got.
Perfect. Okay. Snick is going to...
I heard those exact lines in a movie I watched the other day.
Do jack shit.
This is a bit of a ribald film.
Okay.
Roll the 17, porn, which does not hit you.
Did he do his sanctuary roll?
Oh, sorry. Yes, that would be wisdom save 11.
Yes, then he fails, so he has to either find another target or loses it.
He's getting a little bored with you, so he's going to...
Go after the lemon and just throw a greatsword at him.
Or is he going to go after the tasty...
You hurt. He sees a tasty bird over here.
I say he sees a fried chicken meal.
It means I get an AOL, though.
You do.
So I'm going to, because I have Warcaster, I can shoot it with a Firebolt.
Nice.
19, so that hits, I'm guessing.
Yep.
So then, 10 fire damage.
Ooh, nice. Good one. Nice.
Where does your Firebolt strike the lizard?
Here it is. Right in the tuckus.
I was going to like, right arc it up like center of his back. So,
okay. As you hit the lizard, its body is sundered.
And now there are two stakes.
And it splits, and where the body was broken, another head pops out.
I've played this game before. We just gotta have its head impact its body, and then it'll die.
Sounds about right.
Okay. So that was Edrim's turn. Phineas.
Okay. So these look bloodied at all, or?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I'm just gonna, put Talivar's cage right next to him. And I'm gonna say, I've had snake before, it tastes like me. And it makes a wisdom saving throw.
Sure it does. 19 plus 0 is 19.
That will be enough. Actually, no, it's a Fisher's Mockery. I'm not going to waste a lucky point. Actually, no. A luck point. It rerolls that.
Reroll? Okay. Yeah. 17 plus 0 is 17.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. Vicious Mockery is all or nothing, so.
Okay. I like to imagine you swing the cage at the snake and Sir Talivar. 18 does hit. So he does his plus one tiny... Why do I keep rolling ones on this d4? Well, it's still 7 points of damage.
Also, there's a rules question, so I got bogged down for a second, but when you threw your greatsword at that snake, I just like you to say, apparently I needed to pick up juggling as a kid.
Marvelous.
Great.
You swing the cage, he comes at the snake, sword out, stabs into it. Ha-ha! Take that! And as he withdraws...
Another well-placed blow, Sir Talivar.
My thank you, sir. You make a marvelous battle companion. Have you thought about knighthood?
Ha! My eyes just grow wide, stars in them. I'm like, I haven't before, but
I am
considering it now.
I'm having the most wicked deja vu ever right now. Like, you doing this? Ha! Ha! Just playing double in my head. Crazy.
Okay, so we're back to the top with Sarova.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I will go ahead and get up in between them both just to be the snack myself. Yeah. Right there. I will attack. Does either side look like it's doing better?
They're both hurt.
Okay. Well, that one's slightly bigger, so I'll attack that one first.
Sure.
I'm going to go reckless again, because why not? So that's a 21.
Okay.
And a 20. Yeah, so 21 hits. 8.
Nice.
Plus 6. Is 14.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're attacking which part?
That one.
The butt end?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you kill it.
Nice.
You're rocking those damage rolls tonight.
Yeah, I love it.
Barbarian with a big sword.
Yeah, man. It's super fun. I like it a lot.
Anything else for your turn?
No.
Okay, Edrim.
I'm just going to try shooting it from behind with a firebolt because it seems to have decided to ignore me from this point forward.
You're too hard to hit.
I'm okay with that.
Very wise.
17.
17 hits.
Okay. Let's throw some fire his way. That is 7 fire damage.
7 fire damage. And this is 16. That's just enough to kill it.
Nice. So it was a waste of rage, unfortunately.
We got panicked because of the hit I took. So
yeah, that first nat 20. Nat 20 is always rough to take, yo. Mm-hmm. There's no getting around that.
I really hope we stop running into things to fight, because I'm running on empty.
Yeah, me too. So, the brambles, are they still moving?
After the snakes are felled, they are still kind of creeping in your direction.
Let's take a nice step backwards here. I say, Sir Talivar,
yes,
any idea where we might find the key to your cage?
Well, let's see. After I was locked in here, my captors, they threw the key down at the base of the tower to taunt me, you understand, so I could see it but not actually reach it. And about 2 days ago, I saw a hooded figure come by, pick the key up, and then I'm not sure if they didn't hear me or the snakes simply frightened them away, but they took off at great speed after they picked up the key off in the direction of that mountain.
So is the lock magic or is the whole cage magic?
I believe the whole cage to be magical, as I cannot use any of my magical abilities while I'm stuck in here.
I'll pick the cage up and I'll hold it against my chest like this because mm-hmm. I'm still raging mm-hmm. and just try to bend the bars open.
Okay. Try as you might, you cannot.
No, I'm not even a roll. Damn it.
In second edition, they actually had a bend bar score based on your strength.
That's funny.
Yeah. And so you'd roll percentile but die if it was lower than your...
Oh, nice. Okay, well...
Apparently a thing that needed its whole Goram staff.
Who knows?
They also have things like, you know, resist poison and things like that.
Mm.
Those things.
So right. That mountain over there, the single mountain...
A lonely mountain.
Is that Lone Mountain somewhat dawnward of here?
Hmm.
Well, I want to get away from the tower because these brambles are not fun.
I felt something cold touch me and I was like, oh, it's a cat nose.
Sir Talavar, is it?
Sir Talavar of the Summer Court, yes. Pleasure to make your acquaintance. Might I ask your names?
Oh, yeah. Sarova.
Sarova?
My name's Phineas.
Sir Phineas, yes?
Edrum's
oh no, just Phineas for now, but perhaps someday.
Of course. Edrum, you said something.
Edrum's Edrum, yes.
Pleasure to make your acquaintance, of course. Please forgive my inability to perform any sort of quarterly or nightly duties that might be incumbent upon me upon our meeting. I'm in somewhat dire straits, as you might well surmise.
I would say your help in the battle is more hospitality than most people would offer.
And Sir Talavar, I make this vow to you that we will do our best to protect you until we can free you from this cage.
It is most noble of you, good sir. Might I ask, while we...
I pick the cage up and balance it on my head as we walk.
Okay. This is most interesting.
I fly up kind of at like his eye level. and I'm just like, she's real good at stuff like this. You should see her juggle.
I'm not putting my sword away is the thing. So I'm just walking.
Your fairy like flips up out of your pocket and hovers over by the cage.
Do you like him? Oh, and he tips back and I have to catch it.
please don't drop me.
How heavy is the cage?
Want to keep me in this precarious sort of position?
Would you say it's 5 pounds?
Yes.
Or low? 5 pounds or less?
Yes.
Okay. I cast Mage Hand.
Oh, okay.
I just carry with my trunk.
And so it just floats along next to us with my mage hand.
Does your mage hand look like a hand or a talon? Or what does it look like?
That's a great question. That's right, I'm not a thief. It can't be invisible. It just looks like a bird claw.
Perfect. So the speckled bird claw grabs the top of the cage and carries it alongside the three of you.
You know, in hindsight, this probably would have been the easier way to have done this all back up there.
It's quite all right, good chap.
I wasn't quite sure how heavy the cage was. You know, sometimes they're made of heavy metals.
I appreciate you not risking dropping me. That would have been most, most unpleasant.
I would have caught you. And I guess, wouldn't you have been able to fly? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Really, with the cage.
Understandable.
So, if I might ask, and it's not prying too much, wherefore and for what reason are the three of you in prison here?
We're here looking for Zabilna.
That's what I was going to say, but okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
I see. Might I ask what business with Zabilna the three of you have?
The Hourglass Sisters?
Hourglass Sisters.
May have convinced my best friend to... that they were holding me somehow? And I'm worried that he's trapped now here? And... now that we know that they're the ones in charge here, we're looking for her to try and take them on.
Our reasons vary a bit from person to person. Zabilna's an old family friend, and she's gone missing.
I see. I'm very sorry to hear of your missing friend. family friend of Zbilna, you say? Well, I've heard that she has had a number of run-ins with mortals, so it's not entirely surprising.
Have you heard of the Favored Few?
Can't say it rings a bell, no.
I like Sir Tolliver a little more. I say, oh yeah, they're an old adventuring group of mortals, my dad's and some of their friends.
I see. What I can tell you will perhaps aid you in your mission is I've learned in my mission here that Zabilna is apparently being held prisoner within her own palace. Through means I don't quite understand. The Hourglass Coven has frozen time within Zabilna's palace, trapped Zabilna herself there.
You mean there? The palace?
Yes, Zabilna's palace, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't know of a way to reverse the enchantment. Hopefully my queen, once I report back to my court, will have some means of bringing aid to her fellow Archfey.
Okay. Yes, if I could just turn back time.
If you could find a way.
Yes, if I could find a way.
I'm mad at you both.
Have your inspiration back, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah, so okay, so we'll find a way to turn reverse time and get it going back again. That's, you know, that's the thing about time. It doesn't like to be stopped. It has inertia behind it, and if, you know, if it's stopped,
it marches on, if you will.
Yes, exactly. So I guess Sir Tolliver, we're going to head to the mountain to find the key to your cage. Once we do that, how do we get back to the summer court from here? We're a little new to this area. We're a little, one might say, in a little beneath our, below our depth.
I see.
Right?
Out of our depth.
Out of our depth.
There it is. I was like, that's...
Not beneath it, not below it, not above it, not around it, just out of it.
Yeah, what Edrim said. He's a little smarter than I am.
Of course.
I think my intelligence is 17. I forget that sometimes.
My
second highest. 19.
Yeah.
I don't know quite what your capabilities are. Unless you have some means of teleportation for yourselves, getting the three of you to the summer court might prove somewhat difficult.
Because it's a different plane, right?
It's a different realm within the plane of the Feywild. Yeah. Feywild, yes.
But you have a way to get yourself back?
I can,
after you get out of the cage?
I can find my way back, yes.
And once you get back there, you'll send help.
I'm confident that my queen will send aid, yes.
And so, does your queen have a name? Not rudely, just like, is she a queen of anything other than the summer court?
That is an excellent question. Queen Titania, the summer queen.
Oh, I've heard of her.
But I'm sure you've heard tale of her unmatched beauty.
Yeah.
As brilliant and beautiful as the sunrise.
Yeah. Preen my feathers a little bit and say, I hope to meet her someday.
I've no doubt after I tell her your tales of valor and heroism, she would offer accolades to the three of you in assisting with my rescue.
Cool.
Well, first things first, we must rescue you.
Indeed. So, who wants to lead the way as you are making your way to the Lonely Mountain?
I can roll again. I had a bad luck roll last time. I rolled a 2.
That's right. You got a good...
I got a plus 3. What do you have?
I've got a plus 4.
What do you?
I mean, if you've got a plus 4.
I'll try. Since you're balancing the cage and...
No, he's got the cage now.
Oh, right. Yeah. Let's see if I can make myself useful. 8.
Not much better.
Perfect. I don't like it when the DM says perfect like
that. Yep. I'm all out of rages, bitches.
Perfect.
Encounter. That's an encounter table happening right in front of our very eyes.
So,
Hopefully we encounter some nice beds in 8 hours to rest.
Some nice, easy, blood-exploding wolves again.
Again, it's very difficult traversing through the sticky, thick marsh. You spend another hour moving through this hex, and as you're getting to the next one, you come across a... A wide stream of somewhat dark-colored water that seems to be flowing down in an elsewhere direction. It is 30 feet across from one side to the other, one bank to the other. And the water is rushing at a fairly fast pace.
Okay.
This reminds me of a time when I was a kid and I had a chicken and a coyote that I had to get across the river. A bag of feed. Anyway.
Why?
Don't engage with this one.
I believe it's a thought experiment.
I just start trying to ford the river.
Okay.
Ignoring everyone.
I will...
Well, I'm not going to be stupid about it. I'm actually going to find a really big rock and throw it into the water and see if anything starts to chum.
Okay. You throw your big walk into the...
She just pulls out a big cooking implement.
Rock into the water. It makes a pleasing sort of sound as the water splashes up around it and it disappears beneath the surface. Nothing comes up out of it.
All right.
What did that prove?
There's nothing jumping out of it to...
Oh, you know, that's actually a very good point in this place.
You ever heard of piranhas?
No.
Well, to be fair, you wouldn't really know the piranhas are there even after throwing the rock.
They start to jump.
I flap up and I say, I just have never gone into a river. I'm fine with that.
Good for you.
Sir Tolliver, shall we?
Oh, yes,
I'll start to ford the river.
You got this.
Make a strength check.
Going to the other side.
Athletics check.
Athletics check? Even
I'm almost
better.
There.
I'm
to really cross good. The river across against
Did you others. Say I'm almost there? Race you. 20. Dirty. Nope, 18. 18.
18, okay.
I take off trying to beat him.
I like that I'm just flying through the air and you're just like, storming.
All right. You are able to make it through, though your feet are sinking into the silt and sediment at the bottom, so it is difficult terrain.
Yeah.
You're able to get all the way across, that's fine.
Yeah, my movement's 35.
Roll a d8 for me.
Ooh,
d8. Oh my god, I didn't just charge into the water later.
Three.
Three, okay. As you are walking in the water, you chance to look down and... You see, in the reflection of the water, a vision of someplace else.
Okay.
What you see is what looks to be a short, unpleasant-looking old woman wearing a bright red cap, a leather apron, and iron boots as she uses a cleaver to chop meat in a kitchen.
Okay. Well, I'll stop for a second and just watch. It's unusual.
What is Edrim doing?
Standing on the side of the bank of the river and just watching to see what happens to the one who just charged into the river.
So you stopped and looked at it?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I was, like, keeping pace with you, like, oh, you don't actually know how quickly you move through difficult terrain. What's your move speed?
35. So I still would have been able to... I would have been able to make it in 12 seconds, because it's 30 feet wide, right?
Mm-hmm. I was kind of keeping pace with you, just kind of keep the spirit of fun. Yeah, I also need to get a lot of new things for that.
That's all right. Okay, we are back.
All right.
Hopefully nothing was lost.
Technical difficulties.
Yes. Okay, so we were in the middle of... You had stopped to look into the reflection in the stream. Edrim, you were saying something. Or sorry, Phineas, you were saying something.
Oh, yeah, it was... Asking you, you stopped, and I basically was just asking you, why you'd stopped.
I'm like, shh! Is it doing anything else?
You see this this old woman, after chopping up a haunch of some sort of creature, takes a large portion of it on her cleaver, walks over to what looks to be a bubbling pot over a fire, and dumps some of it in, sort of a splash.
I'll reach in and see if anything happens.
Okay. Your pan just goes through cool water.
Okay. Give it a splash.
Okay.
It still stays there?
Mm-hmm.
Hey!
She doesn't react.
That's weird. I guess don't look at the water. It's weird.
I rolled Arcana check.
This whole place is weird.
To determine what?
Chris, the player, thinks that this is a scrying river. I'm just curious if... I was going to say... Or, I guess I don't know anything yet. I say, but you talk to it? I'm like, what's going on? You're talking to the river. I'm going to pull you out if you keep it up.
You're going to pull me out.
Edrim is going to pull you out if you keep it up.
I'm on the shore. You do you.
There's
Sir Tolliver and I are going to pull you out.
Can I reach you right now? I'm going to reach up and tug on his leg.
Yeah.
And try just give you a...
I mean, you just... I pull you right out of the sky.
I know. I don't pull you all the way down. I just give you a...
My wings just like flip upwards and I just flip.
Do you really?
Yeah, just... I wasn't expecting it. I'm very... Also, my strength is 8.
I was like...
But I catch myself.
Why? Yeah. Why would you fall in the water?
It's like, okay. Yeah, but no, I just... okay, yeah, I couldn't move you, but what's going on?
It's a thing in the water. Don't ignore it. It's fine. It's not real or something.
When you say thing in the water, is it like a creature?
It's right there.
Mineral? Do I look who I see, though?
You look into the water. And you see... what looks to be a... somewhat squat, frog-like creature, wearing kind of like a dark blue-colored, almost like suit with a white shirt and a tie, with a golden crown of lily blossoms sat upon his head, and he appears to be looking into a large mirror with a big cigar hanging out the side of his mouth. He is, like, admiring himself.
Looks like quite the narcissist, don't you think?
She's making soup.
Hey.
I mean, I don't presume to know people's genders, but that is a male frog if I've ever seen one.
I told you, it was dumb. This is not real. And I splash the water really hard and just keep walking.
Okay.
Does the image stay in the water?
Uh-huh.
I love the barbarian response. This is dumb. Splash.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
I don't have any arcana or intelligence.
Do you now want to make an arcana check?
Yes.
I'm just watching all this on the shore going, this is what?
Forget about it.
Mm-hmm. Forget about it?
My natural one means I know nothing.
You do have inspiration still left if you want to use it.
I'm not going to waste on that.
Okay.
I mean, I got 2 luck points and inspiration. I'm not going to waste it on that.
From within his cage, Sir Tolliver says, "My, but that is a ghastly sight," as he's looking down into the river.
So what do you see?
I see about 2 dozen, perhaps, severed heads on spikes.
Oh.
And they appear to be talking to one another. It's quite disconcerting.
The woman that I saw was like an old grandmotherly woman, right?
A short, mean-looking woman in a bright red cap, yes.
What did the meat look like?
The haunch of some kind of animal.
Not like humanoid.
You don't think so.
Okay.
Unless it was a humanoid with animal legs.
Okay, cool.
What is Edrim doing?
I'm waiting for them to cross the river. Do they make it across?
I say, hey, let us know what you see when you cross. It's a weird, wacky, scrying river or something.
It wouldn't be better to just not look at all then?
I mean, it doesn't seem to cause us any harm.
Whatever.
I saw a narcissistic frog man. Tolliver here saw a bunch of severed heads.
This place doesn't make any sense.
No.
Just gonna start trudging through the water.
Okay. Are you gonna look through the surface or no?
No.
make a strength or athletics check.
Goody.
As you are pushing through the water against the current.
I'm also insanely heavy, like 372 pounds.
So you sink into the mud is what you're
you
saying.
You sink even further.
You don't play it yourself, Brian.
12.
12? Okay, it's slow going, but you're able to eventually make it across. You're able
to just didn't want the current to take me away.
When I get to the scribe point, I can't. I'm just like, so what do you see?
All you have to do is look. You don't have to roll
50,
for
50-50 to see if I'm going to bother looking.
Oh.
Fuck yeah, I look.
You, as you look in, see what appears to be the outside of a large building You can see the light being cast from some kind of bright neon light source off to the side, though you can't see what the source is. It splashes in these bright pink colors against what looks to be like a brick wall. And a tall, thin figure wearing a black pointy hat and a hooded cloak approaches this building. And as they approach, you see the shadow that's being cast in this neon light detaches from their body and starts crawling up the side of the building.
Hmm. I'll just stop for a moment and look at it. Blink, blink. I'll just keep making my way across.
Okay.
So what'd you see?
Saw someone's shadow detach from them and climb up a wall.
That's freaky.
We've been chased by death, so...
No, I mean, that was also way freakier.
So...
I got attacked by death.
See, worth the look, though, right? The juice was worth the squeeze?
No. Now I have questions that I cannot get answers to, and I don't like that.
I go 10 feet down the river. Is there another point where you can see reflections?
You look into the reflection, you see the same thing.
So it's attuned to us somehow.
But, like, no matter what, no matter where I go, it's the same place.
Mm-hmm. So we just watch Sarova just going up down the river, looking at the water.
No, I just went 20 feet down and got back in again. I'm going to stand there and watch her. What else is she doing?
Our character's just watching TV.
Yeah. She takes her cleaver and she starts hacking up some vegetables and looks like she's making some kind of stew.
That's just boring. I want to watch the guy that's got his shadow disappearing.
Right, that one sounded pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the little thing in the vision's just like, Madam Stew will be right back after these messages.
Can we get back to the mountain now?
It's weird.
Alright, who wants to lead for the next segment of your
journey? I will take this one.
Okay.
No, it doesn't trust my dice.
Wow, it just gets better and better. I'll use my
An hour passes, we get to a river. Why does this river look familiar?
Huh?
Okay.
Alright, that's better.
Better.
14.
Okay, you're able to...
Did you see his eyebrows when I said I'd use my inspo? Those are the eyebrows of someone who was planning something.
That was the eyebrows of someone who was like, oh god. okay, with a 14, you're able to make it the rest of the way. At this point, it's been a little over 3, probably closer to 4 hours since you've arrived in Prismir. As you find yourselves approaching... let me see here. Stepping out of the mist and approaching this singular peak in the landscape, you're greeted by the scent of sweet-smelling fruit. Damp, downy, silvery-green moss blankets a gentle upward slope before giving way to a craggy ridge that marks the top of the hill. Dozens of enormous willow trees dock the hillside, swaying as though in a breeze, despite the absence of one.
This is pretty.
Mm-hmm.
We're really going for some fruit right now.
Some what?
Fruit.
Fruit?
It's not smell, it's in the air.
if you don't mind, could I ask you a question?
But of course.
We're a little new to the Feywild. Are we allowed to eat the fruit here?
I would ask whoever belongs to before you do.
No, makes sense.
So all the trees here with fruit on them have owners?
Sometimes the trees themselves are the owners.
Good point. I'm glad I asked. Thank you so much.
No. Please stop. Come here. Please stop. This is intensely Zelda behavior.
Any questions you'd like to ask me?
If you get up, she'll bolt.
Questions I'd like to ask you? Well, you said you've never considered knighthood. From your apparel and your accoutrement, I imagine you're some manner of minstrel?
That's correct, yes. I call myself a bard by trade. A storyteller, a songwriter.
Magnificent.
Entertainer.
I'm sure you're quite accomplished in all of these fields. Tell me, if you don't mind my asking, what is the most, would you say, impressive venue that you have yet played?
You know, I've played in the courtyard of a palace for royalty adjacent folks. The king and queen weren't there themselves, mm-hmm. but it was a quinceanera for the princess, and I wasn't the headliner, but I wasn't the last act either. So
forgive me, quinceanera.
Oh, yeah, it's a 15th birthday party, weird coming-of-age ceremony.
Oh, I see. Most moms.
Mm-hmm. I played all the music and hits that the 15-year-olds liked.
And what sort of songs are those in the place you come from?
They're a little bawdy.
Oh, have you heard of the Macarena?
Oh, God.
I'm
a baby. Are you sure such tunes are fit for royalty?
You know, the princess asks what the princess gets what the princess asks for.
I understand, good sir. Mm-hmm. As the two of you are having this witty repartee, mm-hmm. You start to notice as five of the willow trees mm-hmm. uproot and start moving towards the group of you.
Oh, we got company.
Hello there.
I can only hope they're friendly.
The trees approach to about 20 feet away from you and stop.
As the trees approach, I'm like talking to Sir Tolliver. I'm like, and you see, the anaconda in this instance was a metaphor for anyway.
Hello there.
And one of the trees begins to sort of creak and shake its leaves, and from the sound that it makes, you're able to make out words as it says, "Hello, welcome to Tellamy Hill."
How do you spell that?
T-E-L-E-M-Y. Might we ask how long you'll be staying with us?
Well, we don't rightly know the answer to that. How long would we be welcome? We don't want to overstay that for sure.
If you have no hostile intent, you're welcome to stay as long as you please.
Oh, thank you. That is most gracious of you.
Sheathe my sword.
And of course, if there is, anything we can do in exchange for your to repay your hospitality, please let us know. We are humble servants. By the way, we're looking for a figure with a hood that has a key that unlocks this cage.
Ah, you probably refer to our guest Jingle Jangle.
Jingle Jangle. Oh boy.
I light up, and I say, we almost certainly are looking for Jingle Jangle.
Marvelous. I believe she is in her cave abode at the top of the hill.
Does Jingle Jangle frequently have guests? Is there anything we should bring? Bottle of wine?
No, she very rarely has visitors. I do know she's partial to truffles. If you were going to bring any of those, I'm sure she would very much enjoy them.
Oh, I'm fresh out of truffles, unfortunately.
I don't have any truffles.
I can handle it.
Cool.
You can? Okay.
Magic.
Shall we show you to her abode? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If you'd be so kind.
Of course, please. Follow us. Then the trees uproot again and start to move up the side of the hill.
As we make it up the hill, I'm going to take some of our rations mm-hmm. Grab some like Gorp-esque stuff. I'm going to cast Prestidigitation to infuse them with the flavor of truffle.
Hmm. Are you being stealthy about this?
Should I be?
I'm asking.
I would not presume to be stealthy about it.
Okay. Sir Tolliver is going to watch you do this and say, "Say, old Beaton, I can't help but wonder, those don't appear to be actual truffles."
It's truffle. I would not present them as truffles, Sir Tolliver. I would present them as truffle flavored.
Ah, fantastic.
I obviously will not be able to produce authentic truffles, and given the cost of those, I certainly would not pretend that I they were. No, it's...
Truffles costly where you come from?
Oh, quite, yes.
Oh.
Are they not here?
Interesting. They just grow in the ground.
Oh, yeah, but they're hard to find, so we have
to... Do they grow nearby?
No.
I can't say I'm that familiar with the fungal agriculture of Prismia.
Willow tree hosts, I apologize for my poor manners. My name is Phineas. What is your name?
Phineas. Pleasure to meet you. I am... you may call me Will.
Fair.
Willow, okay. That is a great name, Will. You wouldn't happen to know of any nearby truffles, would you?
Not on the hill, but I do believe that Jingle Jangle often forages in the marshlands nearby for them.
Good to know.
Yeah, if she doesn't like the chips, we'll go back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so we...
Okay. You make your way up to the top of the hill where you can see there is a keyhole.
Before we go up, I'm going to say, one question. Jingle Jangle. You talk to Jingle Jangle Munch?
Oh, yes, quite often.
What would you say is their natural disposition? Are they a friendly sort, or are they a little more reserved?
They're somewhat skittish, I will say. But they tend to be quite friendly.
You want me to stay back?
Say, no, I think... Just wait here for a minute. I'll go see if I can find some rare mushrooms.
I mean, we could go up and say hello.
I think it's just best to come prepared. You don't want to go all the way up the hill, then all the way back down the hill.
Doesn't bother me, and Ian, you fly!
That's why he's telling us to wait here, because he's going to get them in the room.
Yeah, I'd feel better if I just came with something a little more substantial than my
thing.
Than my you know, magic dust infused chips.
Okay.
Besides, I mean, we are trying to we're racing towards a long rest anyway. We might as well burn some time while we have it. So I'm gonna go fly back down to the marshlands and see if I can sniff up any troubles.
Make a survival check.
Do you want me to go with you?
Let's see how this goes.
Hey! Ooh. Nice!
Okay, that is a 20 total.
20. You are able to locate and dig up a very plump and ripe, are truffles ripe?
Right.
A very good-looking truffle.
I just recently learned that truffles are... There is a reason that they're so goddamn expensive, like... you know, obviously they're hard to find. You can't grow them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, you can't store them. Once you pluck them, like, you have to use them within, like, a certain amount of time. There's no freezing them. There's no drying them. They're a very weird mushroom. But pick them up, pick it up, and fly back. Press the digitating, like, the dirt and stuff off of it.
Sure,
you're cleaning it up on the way.
It's a wonderful fragrance.
Mm. Oh, that does smell good. All right. Focus.
Roll a whatever be a flip of a coin, so whatever die you want to roll.
Go for it.
I'll say odds are heads, evens is tails.
Okay.
Heads,
it is a white truffle.
Okay.
Alright, so I come back. Alright.
Sure.
I just felt that. Yeah, I just lucked out and found one real quick. Looks pretty good, actually. I mean, you know, maybe if this whole adventuring thing doesn't work out, we can come in for truffles and take them back to the mortal realm. Flip them.
Seems like a dead loss in cost.
Yeah, I guess getting his not easy, huh?
No.
All right, well, let's...
I have no desire to come back once we're done.
It's starting to grow on me a bit.
There's a pun there somewhere, but... Not going to bother trying to figure it out.
All right, well, yeah, we'll head on up, Will. Thank you so much.
Of course, my pleasure. And so, Will and the other trees lead you up to the top of the hill where there is a keyhole-shaped cave entrance. And you can see inside that there appears to be a small campfire that is lit.
Like keyhole?
Yeah, like rounds
okay.
on the top and then some... Okay. Rectangle at the bottom. Let's see. There is a central fire illuminating the inside of this ovular den. And you can see hanging from the walls of the chamber, there are multitudes of keys dangling from strings that crisscross the walls and glint in the firelight. Hundreds of more keys lie strewn across the dirt floor.
Wow. This is going to be a problem.
And as you're taking in this scene, you hear the sound of more keys jingling and jangling together.
Jingle, jangle.
As stepping out from a back chamber, you see what looks to be a tabaxi, but like a sphinx tabaxi, so completely hairless, mm-hmm. with the long pointy ears.
Mm-hmm.
Emerging from the darkness, their eyes large, as she looks at the three of you with some concern and a little bit of trepidation. You see she is wearing a coat that is lined completely with metal keys that jingle and jangle as she walks.
I'm going to kind of hold up my hands and just say, hello, we don't mean you any harm. My name is Phineas. This is Sarova Edrum. And of course, Sir Tolliver. We are visitors to this realm. And if you're okay with it, we'd like to ask you a key-related question.
As soon as you say that, her eyes seem to light up. Yes, of course. How might Jingle Jangle unlock a bit of happiness for you?
Oh, actually, unlocking is the key operative word there for unlocking it. I point to Sir Tolliver in the cage and say, this is Sir Tolliver. Say hi, Mr. Sir Tolliver.
Hello.
And Sir Tolliver is locked in a cage, and it's magically enchanted. And we know this because Sir over here tried to use her impressive brawn to open it up, you know, manually. But it is enchanted so that only a key can open it. And Sir Tolliver here said he saw you grab the key 2 days ago. And so perhaps we're wondering, if you would be so kind, could you turn that key in this lock and perhaps set Sir Tolliver free? You can keep the key, of course.
Of course. Jingle Jangle remembers exactly the key. And you watch as they open up their coat and reach and fumble around, and you hear the jingling and jangling of various keys together, and pulls out a small silver key. There you are. Jingle Jangle is happy to offer it to you. Better you should have it than the brigands.
Take the key. Where are
the brigands?
Terrible brigands. They assaulted Jingle Jangle but a day hence and stole Jingle Jangle's truffles.
Oh, I say, that reminds me. Of course, rule of reciprocity. She hands me the key. I immediately pull out the truffle and hand it to her in return.
She takes it. Jingle Jangle thanks you so very much. You are welcome. Welcome to Jingle Jangle's hospitality as long as you would like.
That is most kind.
Yes, thank you.
I'm going to say, one second, I'm going to turn the key into the lock for Sir Tolliver.
It clicks open, and the cage opens, and he flutters out.
Nice.
All right, take the key, then. Hand it back to Jingle Jangle.
Most kind, thank you.
Yes, of course.
Adds it back to her collection.
Is the cage still enchanted, or is it, like, fade?
It's still there.
None of us have bags of holding, right?
No. I say, how do you feel, Sir Tolliver, to be freed?
Why, I say it's most refreshing to spread my wings much more. Oh, I appreciate ever so much the three of you, and of course, good Jingle Jangle, your contribution to my emancipation shall not be forgotten this day, I assure you.
Well,
will you be on your way to
my queen? I must be back to my queen at once. And the three of you, I thank you again kindly for your efforts. Good Phineas, sir, though I do not have it in my power to knight you, I would say for your acts of heroism I have observed this day, I bestow upon you the greatest honor of which I am capable at this moment. And you see as he pulls his tiny longsword from his scabbard and offers it to you.
My chest puffs up.
It's a toothpick.
And I say, Sir Tolliver, you honor me. Are you sure that you are okay giving this to me?
I am most assured.
Well, then I take it with respect and the honor in which you intend it, and I will cherish it forever.
Thank you.
Turn the...
Put your hands closer together. There you go.
Is it like
magical little girl?
Is it dagger? Is it dagger size for me? Or
it would be a plus one dagger for you.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I'm beaming. My eyes are just like shining, and I'm just like, this is Sir Oliver, you have truly honored me. I hope you know that I count you among as a friend, and should you ever need anything, you have but to ask.
Of course. I appreciate your friendship greatly, Phineas. As I do the rest of you, do you need anything else of me before I depart? I should be on my way.
I just look forward to hearing positive news from either yourself or the Queen as to getting assistance in this place.
Yeah, how will you find us?
I'm sure my Queen has her ways.
Okay.
I don't imagine you'll be departing Prismia.
No.
We don't really know when we're leaving.
Yeah.
We're here temporarily.
Actually, that is something. If you wanted to... I don't know if it's a decision between one or the other, but if your queen is going to help Zabilna anyway, if you could eventually petition her possibly on our behalf for a way to get back to the mortal plane once our business here is finished. We don't know how we're getting home.
Oh, yes, most troublesome. I'm sure I can bring that petition to my lady and see if she can assist you.
Yeah, I mean, it might not be necessary, but it's definitely a big old gaping hole in this whole plan we have.
We know how, we just don't know when.
We don't know how.
Once 8 hours on the material plane runs out,
no,
the dream essentially sends us back.
We're out of the dream.
No, we're out of the dream.
Oh, I thought this was still
no.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We're
no,
done.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Ignore me.
Right? We're here.
I can't get all this stuff.
And we have no idea. We've been, you know, we've been here for 4 hours. It could be 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 years in the material plane.
Yeah, there's no way to tell. Okay. Yeah, that's something that we don't have planned yet. So, you know, we're just throwing out feelers for how we might get home one day. Not sure. But yeah, that's what I got.
Okay. Very well. Then I bid you the best of luck on your mission. And I hope to see you all again.
Ditto.
Be well.
And he turns invisible, and you hear the sound of wings flapping as he leaves the cave.
Goodbye, Sir Tulliver. I will never forget you.
Nor are you, Finn.
I look at Jingle Jangle and I say, well, this has been a truly momentous day. Jingle Jangle, would you like to break bread with us? I could use a quick meal.
Of course, Jingle Jangle is happy to share a meal with you. Let's see. Jingle Jangle has not much, but Jingle Jangle, it will happily share. And they sit down near the fire and sort of stare at the truffle for a second and realize they don't have a way to cut it.
Oh, I have several daggers. Do you want me to help?
While you're doing that, why don't you tell us more about these brigands that stole your truffles in the first place?
Oh, Jingle Jangle was digging for truffles in the swamp when a group of herringons leapt out from behind the reeds and shrubbery.
Did they have blue scarves?
They did. Jingle Jangle, they took Jingle Jangle's truffles and threw Jingle Jangle down in the mud and whacked Jingle Jangle with their wooden clubs.
Well, that's just not right.
I've got some herringon to kill.
Most distressing. Most distressing.
Sorry.
When Mistress Zabilna ruled these lands, such acts were not tolerated. The rule of three is very clear. Stealing from one is not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And yet these brigands, they take what they will, and they claim that they do so in the name of their mistress, and that gives them authority. Jingle Jangle tries to avoid them.
Do you have any idea where these blue-scarved Herringon thugs are lurking?
Jingle Jangle believes that their hideout is in the large tree stump, palace wood.
Makes sense. So I don't know, like, I guess, I don't know shit about truffles. I cut the truffle in a truffle appropriate way.
Yeah, you shave them.
You shave them.
Okay, I was gonna cut it like a pie. I don't know what the fuck to do with this.
Truffle pie.
So I get done with that and I will sit down next to her. And just, like, be in proximity. She seems nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And, yeah, I take out, like, some of our field rations. Does she have, like, we have travel pots and pans and stuff. I'm going to, like, take the truffles, a little bit of oil, fry it up.
Sure.
Cook it in with some of our food, make just a nice little truffle infused meal out of it. A real truffle infused meal, not my magic shit.
So she said that the Hernagon's master said it was okay?
Their mistress, yes. They claim she gives them authority to take what they will from the inhabitants of hither. The brings themselves, they make their camp on top of the tree stump, you see. It gives them an advantage to see for a great distance around their hideout.
And so, remind me, it's Indolin that's the, we think, is the mistress of hither, right?
I think so. Hold on, I can tell you.
Are you asking Jingle Jay?
I'm asking you, Matt, because we've heard that, right?
You, from what,
Indolin.
Indolin's in Yawn.
Indolin's in Yawn, yes.
Oh, yeah.
So the Bath isn't thither, and Raglorna isn't hither.
Oh, it's Bavlorna.
So Bavlorna is here.
I say, so, is their mistress, is that Bavlorna?
Yes, yes. Terrible, wicked Bavlorna.
Bavlorna.
I say, how... Jingle Jingle, are you from around here? Or?
No. Jingle Jingle came to Tellamy Hill some time ago and has visited many places with the hill. It's been so long. Jingle Jangle does not remember where they came from to begin with. This is Jingle Jangle's home now.
Does the hill move?
Yes, yes. Mm. The hill moves many places. Jingle Jangle has seen many sights.
That's cool.
That's quite the home.
That's amazing.
Could the hill move us in proximity to that tree so we could attack these brigands?
I do not know. I have never asked the... Jingle Jangle has never asked the hill to go anywhere in particular.
Fair enough.
Would you be willing to try?
Or does the hill just do what it wants?
Jingle Jangle does not know. Perhaps the trees could tell you.
Fair enough. We can ask them.
Just anything to help save us a long journey would go a long way.
Yeah.
I am getting quite worn out. And we've only just begun.
Yeah, we need a long rest.
You are welcome here. Jingle Jangle offers you hospitality.
We'll probably take you up on that. It's been a long day and it's only been like 4 hours.
In exchange for your hospitality, we'll be happy to keep a lookout for these brigands while we rest here. Make sure they don't come and mess with you here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. There is no need. The hill is well defended.
Okay. Oh yeah, I guess we'll...
The trees would not let them pass.
The willows, yes.
Makes sense. Sorry, I'm just looking for something here.
So should we go converse with the willow trees and see if there's a way to convince the hill to move us closer to where we need to be?
Yeah, let's. That seems like a good idea. Let's, assuming it doesn't... We just want to make sure we're not putting the hill in danger.
Of course.
Does Jingle Jangle seem like she's upset out of proportion, or just she's this is her normal amount of nervousness?
I mean, she seems... Insight check.
Yeah, fair enough. Nope. I don't know shit.
Yeah, you don't know her well enough to know what her normal... Mm-hmm. What is normal for her, so...
Fair enough. That's for shit.
I'm talking with my passive insight. Can you tell they're distraught from having their... They're being roughed up by the ruffians?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
So.
Alright, so we go down to talk to the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You step out of the cave and approach the trees.
Mm-hmm.
One of them uproots and looks to you. Ah, hello again, friends. Hello, hello.
Hello, it's good to see you, Will.
I'm Phil. Will.
Oh, God, I am so sorry. Tree racist. Oh, no.
What?
No, what? They all look alike.
So many new faces today, right?
Yeah. Phil.
Quite all right.
So Jingle Jangle is telling us that Tellamy Hill can move.
Oh, yes, yes, the hill is alive. It moves where it pleases, even through planes of existence at times.
Oh, that's very good to know.
Any idea if the hill's planning on moving anytime soon? Or?
I can certainly ask for you.
That'd be great.
We would love to know if it'd be possible to have it move just a little closer to the cut down tree north of us.
Or, I mean...
I don't like the idea of moving towards a cut down tree, if I
mean. That makes a lot of sense.
Does it help that we want to kill the people on it that have been bothering Jingle Jangle?
It may. I do know that the hill is quite fond of Jingle Jangle.
When was that tree felt? If it's not too sensitive of a subject, of course. I don't mean to cause distress.
It was sometime before we arrived here, so I'm not sure.
Okay. And when did you arrive here? Before or after the planes were split?
Well, we've definitely visited Prismia before. But our most recent arrival here is after it had been broken up into...
Oh, so you were able to get in and out of it after it's been sundered.
Apparently so, yes.
That's good to know.
That's good to know. Yeah.
So that might be a good way to move about.
Get about the planes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what we're looking to do is bring Zabilna back.
Oh, that would be most wonderful. Most wonderful indeed, yes.
Have you had any run-ins with Bavlorna? Or...
No, I should say no. She has not come to the hill.
And so I know that Zabilna's trapped in the palace with time frozen. Is Bavlorna there as well, or is she somewhere else?
I can't say that I know.
Okay.
Who told us that Zabilna was trapped?
Sir Tolliver.
Sir Tolliver did.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, we know that the ruffians are working for...
Bavlorna,
so they might have more information.
Right. I just want to make sure that she's not in the tree stump and we're not just walking right into our deaths.
Yeah.
We're assuming she has probably her own fortified position of power, palace and or a castle. One of them.
Can I see the map? Whenever we were facing off against Windmere, was she pointing more towards the castle or more towards the tree?
She was pointing in this direction.
In this direction. So it was pretty much palace-ward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it could have been one or the other. Good to know. Good to know.
Cool.
I still think it's a pretty legitimate enterprise to see if the hill can move us closer. And I couldn't find it in my notes. I got this Dust of Disappearance. And I think I remember it was only good for one person. Do you know?
It's good for one use. I think the Dust of Disappearance says how many creatures you can use it on.
I never got a card or anything. Or maybe it's in my thing.
It's on D&D Beyond.
Okay.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind asking the hill if it'd be willing to move closer to the tree, I'd be happy to talk to it myself.
One moment. And you watch as Phil's roots dig into the soil. And they stand there quietly for a moment. And then all the trees across the hill begin to rustle and groan with that same kind of voice, but much larger and louder as they all move in unison.
Each creature within 10 feet of you.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil says,
"The hill is appreciative that you've shown kindness to Jingle Jangle. Unfortunately, it cannot take you to the palace, nor to the stump. It says that when and how it moves is not entirely within its control."
Oh, okay.
Understandable. Well, if it feels like it's going to move soon, and it has an idea where, would you be kind enough to let us know?
I will do what I can, yes.
Still seems like a bit of a long shot, though. If it's not really within his power, if it is about to move, could be anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I might have an idea, you know. It might be like a plain open sip. It's like, oh, I recognize that spot. Mm-hmm. Alright, well. Yeah, let's go up and have a rest with Jingle Jangle, if that sounds good to you all. I'm
really use it now.
Yeah, we really need to guard our economy a lot better. Day one has been rough, and it's been like 5 hours at this point. Is that about right?
Yeah, thereabouts.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't even start the long rest for a bit.
I know. We can't start it for...
a few more hours.
A few more hours? Least,
yeah.
Wait, we can only have a long rest once per 24 or
yeah.
once per 8?
Once per 24.
So we've got like 16 left. Right?
The better part of a day.
Yeah, the better part of a day. Wow. Mm-hmm. But like, we can't take on fights right now. I can't do shit. You're out of spells.
Well, we get a safe refuge here. We get the hills protected. Jingle Jangle's good company.
No, it's fine. I'm just trying to... this is going to be rough.
Okay.
Cool.
So you return to the cave. Are there any other questions you'd like to ask Jingle Jangle?
I'd just like to spend the time we're here just getting to know her better, like them better, what their story is, where they're from. In a non, like, rude or obtrusive way, just kind of try to find out what the key thing's about.
Got some psych appointment going on.
It's more of less psych, more just curiosity. Phineas believes that everybody has a story, and so he likes collecting them.
Yeah. Sorry, one thing I'm just reading that I forgot to do. After Phil relayed that message, one of their roots kind of dug into the hillside, and when it came up, there was an iron key dangling from it.
Oh, what's that for?
The hill wishes for you to have this. Jingle Jangle dropped it in the dirt some time ago. The hill thinks it will be useful for you in the future.
Oh.
But try not to let Jingle Jangle see it. She prefers, she likes to collect it.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Pocket.
Okay.
Yep. So should I just put it in my inventory as bronze key?
Mysterious iron key, sure.
Iron key. Alright.
Okay, so you want to talk to Jingle Jangle about why Jingle Jangle be?
Full of jingles and jangles.
Mm-hmm.
Jingle Jangle key.
I offer them some of my coffee.
Ew!
Okay.
Ew?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I took it and smelled it once and was like, oh.
Bitter.
Mm-hmm.
What you learn is that Jingle Jangle once had a terrible affliction that she thought was a curse. Wherever she went, she felt a fear of being caught on the wrong side of a locked door and being unable to escape. When she appealed to Bevlorna for aid, the hag, in a somewhat twisted sense, removed her fear and replaced it with an insatiable and overwhelming need to collect keys.
Oh.
I wish I was high enough level to cast remove curse. I say, I'm so sorry that she did that to you. Especially since it's insatiable. I mean, you have all this and it doesn't feel good, does it?
Jingle Jangle has her keys, so many shapes and styles. Jingle Jangle is quite happy with her keys.
Everybody's got to have a hobby.
It's a nice collection.
Thank you.
Very impressive.
Yeah, I used to go from tavern to tavern collecting playing cards. It was an interesting hobby.
I love The Witcher.
Cool. Yeah, just make conversation.
Okay.
Tell her some stories, some interesting, like, fairy tales, play a couple songs.
Okay. I'll do some juggling.
Okay.
Out and away, so that I'm not anywhere near.
What's
that
even going to be doing?
This is going to be toying frustratedly with that damn puzzle box. It still taunts him.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, he's just going to be relatively quiet and thinking about what's coming up ahead of him.
Alright.
Oh, wait. She's interacted with Bevlorna.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obviously not trying to distress her, so I'm going to try to do it, you know, kind of in a careful manner, but just ask her about Bevlorna, what she knows.
Let's see. Only once did Jingle Jangle meet with Bevlorna. It was at Bavlorna's casino.
Is that something that's in this realm, or is it somewhere else?
Yes, yes. And she points off in a direction, then thinks better for a moment, and in the dirt kind of draws a crude map using her keys as landmarks, and indicates up in this region.
Can I write on that?
Sure, go ahead. You guys' map. Write whatever you want. Downfall Casino, Bavlorna calls it. That is where Jingle Jangle met with her and struck her bargain. She is not tall, but not terribly short, with bright red hair and froggy green skin.
Didn't one of those things have a frog face? One of the Greeblies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The creature that was in my river vision was a frog person, right?
Bullywog, yeah.
Bullywog.
Froggish.
They resemble this description at all, or is that just a coincidence?
The one you saw didn't have hair.
Okay.
Red hair and frog green skin?
Mm-hmm.
And you were striking a bargain to get rid of your fear of being locked behind a door?
Yes.
Does she, other than frog-colored green skin, does she otherwise resemble a frog? Or is she human?
Her features are somewhat frog-like. She has a very large, wide mouth. Her eyes bulge somewhat and are dark.
Okay. Dude's bet. Three hags, three Greeblies.
Makes a lot of sense.
Uh-huh.
So there's the... What was the Greeblies? There's the frog shape.
There's the frog one, there's one with a pig mask, and there's the
shadowy
lean, leaning one.
So there's... Well, it was lean, and it was kind of shifted shapes, right?
It was all one shape, right? It was always a...
When you saw it, it always looked like Quan. Other people described it as looking like other people.
Oh.
So it was like a shape-shifting shadow.
Something shape-shifty then.
So presumably, one of them is a pig-type person, one of them is a... Mm. A good cool. catch. Good catch. Three Greeblies, yeah. Three hags.
Pattern recognition!
Mm-hmm.
Could still be wrong, too.
Take inspiration if you don't have it.
I think I did use it, right?
You did? Yeah.
Yeah. Dope! And ADHD working out for mm-hmm. me. Cool. I think after I'm done juggling for everyone's entertainment for a while... I'll probably go down and just hang out with the trees. Not to, like, talk or anything, but just to sit quietly.
Okay.
It's been a long day. It's only been 6 hours.
Sure.
I look down the hill at her sitting quietly down there. I'm like, sitting quietly. Not talking.
Just sitting quietly means...
Just... Not playing any music. Not doing anything.
I was like...
You're the talker. You're the music player.
Is this some sort of reflection of your... Like, your perception like, on me, like but Finn, no,
Finn's
this
like,
is a mirror.
Yeah, Finn's biggest fear is just, like,
quiet. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Just, Edric, I mean, just...
Shakes my head, go back to the puzzle box, trying to figure the thing out.
I go over and talk more Jingle Jangle.
Okay. Finn, as you're having this conversation, mm-hmm. you suddenly hear Max's voice in your head.
Oh.
My involuntarily, my head turns around 180 degrees.
I didn't do it. You hear him say, "Finn, checking in. Working old contacts for information on Milliken's whereabouts. Nothing yet. We'll update again tomorrow if able. Taffida says, miss your scrunkly face."
That's cute.
And you know you can respond to ascending.
Yeah. I say, and I'm trying to say,
I'm going to try.
made it to Prismere. Three hags have overthrown Zabilna. We're chasing down the first one, Bavlorna. Things here are very fucking weird.
I think you have three left. No, wait.
It's 25, right?
25.
Okay, yeah. So you've got, like...
8 left.
Yeah.
Doing our best. Haven't died yet. Love you.
Nice. I mean, I think I probably miscounted a little bit, but...
Close enough.
Yeah, pretty close.
Okay. All right. So,
If there's, like... It's going to get really boring really quickly. So I will probably go down and search for more truffles for Jingle Jangle.
Okay, make a survival check.
That's a 19.
Apparently these truffles are just easy to come by here.
Maybe.
I think the world's being nice after we had all these, you know, near-death experiences.
Okay.
I guess we're doing enough.
What's your passive perception?
Like a 13? Yeah, 13.
Okay. Yeah, you're able to find another nicely sized truffle.
Nice.
This one is another white truffle.
Okay.
And as you are finishing collecting it, you hear what sounds like singing in the distance, carrying over the marshlands.
I stay still and just try to gauge where it's coming from.
Okay. It's coming from Palaceward.
Okay, I'll shift back and forth and see if I can see anything from my vantage point.
Make a perception check.
Okay. Nope. I don't see shit.
Okay.
It's a 5.
You don't see anything in the mist, but you hear what sound like singing voices.
I'll say to my pixie, do you hear that?
They nod.
Do you think we should go look at it?
They shake their head.
Me too. Bummer. Does it sound like it's getting closer?
It does not.
Curiosity killed the cat, you know. I'm talking to my pixie. But they do say that satisfaction brought it back. It's a bad idea.
It's a terrible idea.
Fine. I walk backwards for a while and then turn around and walk away.
Okay.
During all of our downtime, can this be considered also short rest too? Because I got hit dice I could use.
If you guys want to, yeah. Take short rest, sure.
We're going to take a long rest.
We're going to take a long rest.
Well, we got to wait for that.
If you want a short rest first, and then sure.
Just in case, case shit goes south.
But if your intention is just to hang out in the cave for the rest of the day and then get a long rest, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, if we're doing that, then I don't have to worry about it.
Are you going to let us have all of our hit dice back, or just half of them?
That'd be all your hit dice. Half your hit dice, all your hit points.
Half hit dice, okay.
Oh, because they did change the...
In 1D&D.
They're playtesting, you just get all your hit dice back.
Well, this ain't 1D&D.
Okay, that's fine,
yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be, that's why I asked, though.
Like, this ain't no 1D&D.
I'll take the truffle back up and just, like, walk up and just plop it down next to Jingle Jangle, because they're both very loud,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not working right now. So, not you, yeah. Him and Jingle Jangle.
Oh, okay.
So I meant them.
They're playing with a puzzle toy and being quiet.
No. I meant...
Could you keep it down?
I'm sorry, I'll click the puzzle quiet.
Click. I gotta be honest, if you were clicking next to me, I would jump at you like a rabid spider monkey hopped up on
that. Because I failed this thing like 4 times already, I'm basically sitting there and like just examining every square inch without moving anything. I'm trying to know the inner workings without having to move anything.
Do you want me to break it open for you?
No.
Okay.
Hell no.
I walked away.
You have to reach the entire point.
Chris, you can't open it while he's trying
I know,
to roll
I was like,
for it.
Sorry. I made some progress. I put it back.
You can't solve this puzzle for him.
I really want to.
I know. Here.
Right. Is there anything else you guys want to do while you are spending the day with Jingle Jangle?
I think that's it. Fidget. Oh, I didn't mean to throw it so much.
Sorry. Didn't mean to. I love puzzles. So just a little temptation sitting there. So it's hard to resist.
No, nothing else that I want to do.
Okay.
Tried to occupy myself as long as I could.
Okay. So, we'll say that you are able to get a long rest.
Yay!
Oh, good lord. Sweet, delicious spell slot.
Right?
Yes, and since it is almost 10 o'clock, we will call the session there.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Holy shit, how did that happen?
D&D, yeah.
Yeah.
So, You guys get your long rest, and congratulations, you level up.
No! Yeah. Really? Already? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we're one level.
Three sessions since you level up,
yeah. Yay! Fifth level, that means extra attack, right?
Sixth level.
Fifth level.
No, fifth level.
Oh, is it fifth?
Fifth level, yeah. Extra attack, yeah.
And one last thing before I turn the recorder off.
Roll some d12s.
Yeah, roll your hit dice.
Come on, new bitch. Yeah, that's a 9.
Good.
5. I'll take a 7.
Very
plus
good.
4 cons, that's 11.
Puts me up to 30.
50.
Okay.
You are quickly departing my... our close. You were at 39 before?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm at 50.
I'm at 30.
We just add our con, right?
Yeah.
Con so that's 13 that I had.
Very good.
Cool.
Efficiency bonus cup at 5th?
I think it does.
Yeah.
I believe it does.
Mm-hmm. Very good. One last thing is you are resting. Phineas, you notice that your loot that was given to you by Lillian begins to change.
Oh.
Its physical appearance actually changes. And I'm gave you your first choice of upgrade for
it. Ooh!
So, this is based on how you've been using it thus far. You've been casting Barkskin and Protection from Evil and Good, so mm-hmm. you've been using it as for its defensive utility.
Mm-hmm.
You have a choice of one of the following. Either you gain the ability Inspired Defense. When a creature that has one of your inspiration die would be hit by an attack, they may immediately expend the die, increasing their AC against the attack by the number rolled.
Mm.
Or you can learn the Song of Enduring Skies. So as an action on your turn, you begin performing this song, and it lasts up to a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You choose up to 3 creatures within 30 feet, and while the song is active, the chosen creatures reduce all damage taken by an amount equal to your proficiency bonus. Chosen creatures must remain within 30 feet to gain this benefit, and damage cannot be reduced below 0. On each subsequent turn after you start the song, you may choose to let it end or continue it as a bonus action. And once the song ends, you must complete a short rest before performing it again.
That's a, it counts like it's a concentration, right?
It wouldn't be concentration on a spell. No. You just have to each round keep singing it or let it end, or keep playing it or let it end.
I really like that. I'm going to do that.
Song of Enduring Skies. Okay. So, as you see, the outward appearance actually begins to shift slightly,
mm-hmm.
And forming on the, whatever the fat part of the loot is, you see an emblem take shape in,
on the body.
On the body, yes. Looking almost like a sort of golden inlay of what looks like a pair of owl wings.
Ooh.
That's cool.
That's dope. I love it. Do I think that this is because we're in the Feywild, or do I have any idea why this is happening?
I mean, you can make an arcana check if you'd like.
I'm not very good at them, but I will do that. Oh, wow.
11 out of 20?
There's an 18.
Nice.
So 22.
22. You're getting the sense, having used this instrument for a while, that this instrument seems to adapt to you, and the way that you use it seems to develop new abilities in it.
That's cool.
That's really cool, man.
That's dope.
Yep, and I will get you that. I meant to have that printed out, but I forgot. So I will get you all of the details about that ability.
Awesome.
Okay.
That's dope.
And with that, I'm going to stop the recording.